Swingercast.
Swingercast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times. I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And you're listening to Swingercast, the couples cruise edition.
Yes, it is.
We just got back from a fabulous vacation with Bob and Tess on their couples cruise. And it was my first time to ever set foot on a cruise ship. I didn't really think that would be anything I would ever be interested in doing. Just not my kind of style, I guess. But I don't know. Put me on board with a bunch of sexy, horny swingers for a week and I'm down.
Yeah. No kidding.
It was a blast.
I don't think you would be down for a regular cruise after this one.
No, I'm spoiled now. I'm totally spoiled. I could never do any other type of cruise unless it was lifestyle swinger related. Yeah.
It was fantastic.
It was a blast. And you're going to hear about a bunch of our adventures. But really, honestly, probably could have just stayed on the boat. Really didn't even need to get off.
Well, we had fun when we got off.
Oh, we did. Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah. It was amazing. So much to do on the boat. So much to do. I mean, you can't even imagine all the sexy things to do on board that ship. When you put 3,000 swingers together and you have wonderful people like Bob and Tess and Couples Cruise organizing it and then putting extra sexy things, they handpicked all people, entertainers to come aboard that were all swinger friendly, and all the classes and seminars and sexy meet and greets and just even shows that they made for the entertainment. Just everything was just amazing. All the things to do. It was just,
we were pretty much turned on all the time.
Yeah. I didn't want to sleep. I really didn't. The whole time, and I guess we definitely stayed up late nights, probably every night.
Oh, yeah. And just
because we didn't want to go to sleep because there was always so much to do and so much. Just walking down to get pizza at 4 in the morning was an adventure, you know?
Right. You'll hear a bunch of our adventures on this next podcast, and we appreciate you guys for listening. And Bob and Tess, thank you so much for your hospitality and all of the wonderful planning that you did putting into the cruise. It really was a good time. Sure, you'll hear things that maybe some people say, oh, the food could have been better, or oh, this could have been better. But all in all, it was a free-for-all fucking good time. And
we really
had a blast. And we also want to say thanks to our friends Jay and Angie from AverageSwingers.com. And you can go and listen to their podcast and hear their experience. They are wonderful people. And they had been on the cruise before. And so they were kind of our tour guide at certain points and helping us kind of navigate the things that we needed to bring and the things we didn't need to bring. And the people that we needed to meet. And so it was a lot of fun.
They were just a lot of fun, too, to hang out with. And it was a great time for us together as a couple because we had been through some kind of stressful vanilla time, and we had an anniversary, so this was also a special time for us to reconnect and enjoy each other. I love that.
We got married on Leap Day, for those of you that don't know. And so every 4 years, we try to do something kind of different or fun or bigger than what we've done before. And this certainly fit that bill. And we had a blast.
Yes. And you're going to hear about it right now. We're going to take you on board of the couple's cruise with us.
It's our
first day at sea.
Yes, we had a party last night after we left Miami, and we stayed up late having fun.
Yes, we
did
sure did.
Did you doggy on our balcony?
Oh, that was so incredible. That was awesome. I want to do that every day. Every day.
Well, let's turn the recorder off. Get out there.
It's beautiful, to, and especially at night when you see the stars and the water and the ocean and just a hole into your balcony. And
so we're trying to figure out what we're going to do today. We're going to record real quick here, and then we're going to go off and enjoy our first day at sea. We need to get something to eat.
Okay.
And then that'll probably make it about 2 o'clock. There is naked speed dating at 1:30, but I don't think we'll make that.
Really?
We could try if we turn off the recorder right now and go eat real quick.
Yeah, that would be kind of... I don't want to do naked speed dating right after lunch.
2 o'clock, under 45 couples speed dating.
Is it naked?
No.
Okay.
2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, swingercruise.com pool party. Let's just hang out at the pool.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely do that for sure.
2:30 to 3:30, wow your new lover, how to have awesome sex with a brand new partner.
I don't think so.
That might be good for me.
Oh, you want to go?
Maybe. And then there's at from 3 to 5, Tantra and Massage Lab. From 3 to 4:30, couples with hall pass meet and greet.
We
don't have a hall pass.
No. But that's pretty cool that they have that.
And I'm not going to give you a hall pass.
You're going to give me a hall pass?
No, because I want to do something with you today. I'm not going to give you a hall pass and then just hang out at the pool. Unless you want to both just show up and we say we both have hall pass. Dungeon from 3 to 5. From 3:30 to 4:30, and I'm glad to see this, they have a soft swap meet and greet.
Why are you glad to see that?
Because I've been to a lot of these things. I've never really seen one that's just for soft swap. I think that's great. It kind of takes some pressure off if you're soft swap and you know everybody, you're all in the same boat. No pun intended. But you know what I mean? That's great.
It's amazing all the activities they have. I am like freaking out on all of the activities.
I'm here in the bar with my favorite bartender. He just made me a drink. He's been so good to me all week long. Say hello to all my friends.
Hello, my name is DWI.
What do you think about this cruise?
This is the best in my life. I never see the people like this because I'm from Indonesia. So this is the best ever cruise in my life.
Nice.
You asked me random things that I thought about so far, but like one thing that strikes me is the playrooms. We went in there the first night we were in there, and I was just like, seems like we're back in Nadia and Nolans in a way, but of course it's in the cruise ship, and they've adapted this mirror that's on the ceiling into the playroom, and so when you're playing, like look up at the naked bodies, and I was watching you give me a blowjob, and I like tapped you and said, "Look up," and you did. Then you were like wanting to flip me over so you could look up.
I pretty much
killed my own blowjob.
Yeah. No, it was very hot, and I love that. The mirror, I mean, it was huge, the mirror, but it was very erotic.
It was, you know how it is, like sometimes you say like, oh, I look better with clothes on than I do naked. And then, I don't know, the mirror, because it wasn't one continuous piece, you know, and sometimes you couldn't quite see part of the action, but you could see, make out most of it, made it more hot. I mean, of course you could just look over to your left and see full blown on, but when you're looking in the mirror and you're kind of looking up at everything, it's like...
all the bodies.
Yeah.
You could see, I could see all the bodies all around looking up, and that was just really making me hot.
Your first cruise, right?
It is.
Lifestyle cruise?
It is.
And what do you guys think so far?
Oh,
This is the best time we have had in 30 years of marriage.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a statement.
Our favorite thing was that we did a wine tasting, and he wrote a very nice thing on the bottle was delivered today.
Okay.
And it said, and it had my name on the bottle, you know, for Lisa. And it was very nice.
Oh, nice.
So we're hoping this will continue.
Real quick, what's, like, something sexually or fun or adventurous that you guys have done while you've been here? Even with each other or with other people or whatever?
We kind of made sure that we were on the balcony. That we got a balcony room for a reason.
Yes.
And that worked out. I recommend a balcony for anybody who's taking a cruise.
I had a friend who had a room here on the ship, and they could see all the rooms that were kind of like towards the aft that kind of curved around.
Uh-oh.
And they told me that like the first night they saw everyone up there coming doggy style on the
shit.
Right?
Oh no! Well,
that might have been me. That might have been me.
It
might have been me. Well, thank you guys. I'm glad you guys are having a great time. And so, what were you going to say something? Just embarrassed. Yeah. Okay.
Take
great.
Care.
Great.
Good talking
great.
To you.
That's amazing.
Last night was pretty unexpected because, lucky for us, they had the disco out on the deck, the main pool area.
Yeah.
And it rocked.
And there's lots of people all over here by the pool. Wow, this is hot. There's a lot of masks on. Naked Buddies and Mardi Gras.
It was a lot of fun.
Thousands of people just
dancing and having fun and just...
It was Mardi Gras night, so beads were flying.
Mm-hmm.
Tits were coming out.
Where's my New Orleans people at? New Orleans!
Woo!
I need some New Orleans people up on the stage. Only if you're New Orleans people.
It's not unlike the other nights at the disco.
Yeah, this is nice. Lots of room to dance. I guess, should I show up my titties and do some beads?
Yeah, go show some of your titties and some beads.
La gente está muy loca.
So after that, we went to the playrooms. We weren't with a couple, it was just us. I didn't have any requirements except I wanted to be, well, I guess I did, because I love that mirror that's in there.
Right, and you wanted to play.
I wanted
to play.
On the
bed that's immediately underneath the mirror and look
yeah,
up.
Yeah, there's like... 10 beds under the mirror, but
yeah.
At least. But I mean, it's a huge mirror and it's very hot. So we just were kind of like walked in, and we were standing watching for an open space kind of thing.
Yeah.
It looked like it was actually an open bed right where we were the previous night. And then this guy starts from afar, he was in the next bed. He started signaling for me to come on with his hand.
He was with his girl?
Yeah, on the next bed to where we were going to be. But we were kind of just waiting for them to come change the sheet.
So I'm thinking, oh, this is somebody you know.
Yeah, I thought so too.
He was very adamant, like, come on over. You guys come with us. And there's hundreds.
He didn't say anything.
He was just motioning. We couldn't hear him anyway.
Yeah.
Motioning for us to come over, so we did. I thought he might have been like someone we knew from Nadia Nolens, or maybe one of the people that we've met here from our podcast, because there are several people who have come up to us and said, hey, you know, enjoy your show and that kind of thing.
Yeah. I thought he was...
At a minimum, I thought you knew him.
We thought he was the same person.
Yeah, we did. We thought he was someone...
Mistakenly thought he was... Don't say it's all me, not knowing
No, I did the same
you
thing.
You didn't know who they were either.
I thought you had a better understanding of who it was than me, though. Because you're better with
Well,
faces
I thought
than
I did.
Me.
I totally thought I did.
Yeah.
And...
Good-looking guy. His wife was...
lot.
When I realized, okay, yeah, so we go to the bed next to them. It was in the middle, right in the middle. So we had to kind of crawl through to get to it. And strategically, like, wait to not interrupt other people as we made our way to our bed kind of thing. So we get there, and you immediately started going down on me. Like I said, we didn't really do any talking to him, just smiled and started touching my tits and doing like a lot of like sensual touching on me. So I was thinking, okay, maybe it is someone that's heard our podcast and knows I like a lot of touching.
And I'm still going down on you, but out of the corner of my eye, I see the other girl, and she's just behind her guy, and she's just like rubbing his back and stuff while he's, you know, touching you and everything.
Mm-hmm. And then I started thinking, okay, well, maybe it's not at somebody. It just flashes in my head. It wasn't like fixating on it or anything, but a quick flash through my head. I thought, well, maybe they're like the Tantra people that, or I don't know, because he seemed to be doing a lot of kind of Tantra stuff on me. Ah, God, it was very hot. He was just very, very erotic. And I don't know, like, you were going down on me. And I think somehow, I was touching him. And then eventually I was sucking his cock.
And again, his girl, I felt like she was kind of like not... We were more of a threesome at this point instead of a foursome. And I moved to get a better angle on your pussy as I was still going down on you. Mm-hmm. And when I moved, then I feel her mouth on my dick. And she starts going down on me. I mean...
That was the hottest. I mean, I didn't even realize she was going down on you until I... Because I was going down on him and you were going down on me. But when I kind of glanced up at the mirror,
right.
I saw, like, the body pile, and it was so fucking hot. It was very hot. And she was really, really going down on you. Awesome.
Yeah, and then I still kept going down on you, and then he kind of edged his hand down your belly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm licking your clit, and then he put his finger on your clit, and then he started fingering you. So at that point, I kind of just moved away from your pussy because he was kind of taking it over with his fingering, and I started fingering his girl, and he had her already so fucking wet.
His wife,
whatever he was doing with her before we came over, she was, I mean, really wet, and I started fingering her, and we would kind of alternate on me fingering and kissing, and she going down on me, and I just kind of at one point I said, "Where did you come from?" Because she was so good, and she said, "I'm Joni," and I said, "I'm John," and that was all we said.
And I didn't say anything to him. We weren't talking at all. I didn't really get a good look at her, except. I saw, like, her head bobbing up and down on your dick from above in the mirror, and it was really hot. Like, she was really going down on you, giving you some good head. And,
absolutely.
And I was going down on him. We were kissing and touching, and he started fingering me while you were still going down on me, touching my clit. And I guess you moved away, and you started...
Well, yeah,
going down on her.
When his hand came down there, I kind of took that as a cue that he wanted to give your pussy some attention, and so I'm she was already sucking my dick, and it was feeling great, and so I kind of sat up, and I guess upright in the bed, I was on my knees, and because she kept going down on me, and I was fingering her, and then I pulled her really close to me. She had great tits, and we kissed, and
And at this point, he was really fingering me well too, so I was thinking maybe we do know him and he's from some of the tantra people that come on these cruises or something, I don't know, because he had some skill. he He had some skill. He knew exactly where to go with G spots and the A spots. So then I saw him start to pick a condom. I mean, we were getting really hot and heavy, and I saw him try to grab a condom of his own. And then I just said, oh no, I've got, what did I say?
So you have a special kind.
I said, no, I have a special kind. And I kind of like leaned over to grab it. And our play bag was at my head, so I had to turn back to get it.
Right.
And I grabbed it. And then he was on the other side of me, a little bit away from me. And then I didn't know what was going on because I thought she was, you and her were like, thought you guys were going to have sex too.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, she leaves you to him, to go to him. And I didn't know what was going on. Then you came back with me and then we started playing.
Well, I think that he went soft, right?
I don't know. That's my perspective. That was my perspective, but you came back and played with me, so...
But when I looked over there and you had grabbed the condom, it appeared to me that he didn't have an erection, and that's why she left to try to go and get him.
Is that what she... When she left you, what did she say?
Nothing.
Nothing? She just went over to him?
Yeah, because it looked like he needed some help getting it back up. And
see,
I think she was going to...
I
think she
was
going to...
plenty hard when I...
It was a matter of a split second that he lost it, I guess, because it wouldn't take you long to grab a condom at all.
Right. That was from your perspective.
Right.
But we did find out something later afterwards.
Right.
You're like... you've got the knowledge now.
Right.
What we did find out later. But anyway, we had, you and I had some hot sex. What did we do? We did.
We tried a new position.
Cause I was so worked.
We went to a seminar here on the ship that was led by Dan Tenham, and we tried a new position.
A new
position for us. And the tops of my thighs today, I got to tell you, it was like a workout. They're pretty sore.
But yeah, it was a position where you could reach me, my G-spot.
Yeah, basically, it's hard to describe.
Yeah, we won't go into that. But right now, but anyway, we were hot and heavy with the positioning and the sex, and they were beside us.
And you?
And they didn't really touch us or anything after that. Was she just going down on him or what?
They eventually moved over off of the beds onto a couch, and we continued to fuck for a long time. And it was hot for me because there was a point where you were like, you had come a lot, maybe I don't know how many times, but and then you were like telling me to come, and you're like, and I just said, come on my dick one more time, baby. And your eyes were like bugging out, and I was so turned on when you were like. Because I felt like we were really in tune with each other. Really, we were just really... That whole room melted away, and I was just fucking you. And
yeah.
I know a lot of people were watching us or whatever, but it was hot for me, and it was fun.
Yeah. And they actually were sitting at this point on the sofa, right adjacent to the beds.
So when we got up, we went over there to say goodnight and thank you.
Thank you, yeah.
And I went and sat right beside her, and you kind of went around. He was sitting on, like, the edge of the sofa, and she was sitting on the sofa, and I sat down beside her, and I just said something like...
We were all getting dressed.
Yeah,
together.
And I was like, you know, thank you so much. That was very fun, very hot. And what happened?
And he said, or one of their friends said... They don't speak any English at all. And
I had no idea.
I was like, oh, that explains it. Like, and then I started thinking, yeah.
It was a language barrier of everything, what happened.
Absolutely.
Because the only thing she ever said to me was, hi, I'm Joni. And that was it. And I told you this earlier, like, even, like, you know, when we were really... hot and heavy, and she was giving head, and I was fingering her, and all that stuff, and we were kissing, and I mean, she was making noises, but like moans of pleasure, never like a yes, or anything in English, now that I think back on it.
Yeah, you know? And now that I think back on it, like, at first I thought they knew us from the podcast. He never said, he never called me by my name, and then, or anything.
So, like, when you said, I don't know what he thought, it was a language barrier, but when you said, I have my own kind. When you said, I have my own kind of condom.
I said, no, I have my own kind. And I leaned over to get it.
He thought. I have to kindly decline.
Yeah, I whatever. Totally know it was a language barrier.
Right.
And I'd like to find them because they had a translator, friends of theirs that were helping them translate because we ended up talking outside. The playroom, but I realized that's what probably happened, and he probably told him, he probably thought I said, no, I don't want to fuck you, and then I turned over to get my condom, and then he went soft, and then,
yeah.
and then she tried to get him back hard, and then he probably saw that I came back with a condom, but it was, yeah. We'll have to talk through a translator tonight. But then again, but we were standing outside talking, not really with them, but they were there. We were talking with them. And I was telling their friend, who was the translator, that's always been your hottest fantasy. You've always told me that. Not hottest, but you've always said.
It was like, on my bucket list.
Oh, you wanted to have sex with someone that spoke. That you didn't speak the same language kind
right.
of thing.
Right.
So we did that without even knowing. So, that was very hot. And we were just like, okay. It was late. It was actually pretty late. But we went over to, I needed some water. Because I had come so much. And then also, when we had sex, you came in my mouth. You pulled out and came in my mouth because I love it. But I was just really, really hot and really needed some water. So you had to kind of walk around. Some of the bars were closed. So I went to this other, like, cigar bar. And it was just a quiet little place. And I was going to just wait for you there while you went and tried to find me some water. Okay. We just had an amazing time. Woo. In the
Greases Paintballs of Fire.
In the playroom. But then we decided to come have a drink in the cigar lounge. And we ran into two amazing couples in here doing a photo shoot.
You just don't see this kind of stuff every
right.
single day.
We're the only ones in here. There's two other couples.
I'm pretty sure we were supposed to have already been in bed by now.
Yeah.
But we're up.
And we've just seen the most amazing photo shoot, and we're just about ready to...
We have a French photographer and his wife, and another couple who is from Florida, but...
She's French, and...
She can translate for us.
It's very hot. We've taken some incredibly hot pictures, and we've just been, like, chilling out with the afterglow of sex and watching him pose his wife and all these really hot...
Felt like I was watching Leonardo DiCaprio on the Titanic, like... Yeah. Like,
the things we
pictures.
Did with cigars.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, it's late, and this part of the ship is pretty quiet.
The guy had a Nikon camera. He had an external flash. He was a professional photographer, and he was posing his wife in this empty cigar bar, topless and nude, in the sofas and on the bar, and taking lots of photos of his very hot wife.
Mm-hmm. We were kind of having fun with it. They kind of pulled me in and were talking to me. Come, you know, you should have him take your picture. The other woman was saying, you should have him take your picture. And I was like, oh, no. I've got bedhead. I just got through playing. I'm just waiting on some water here and enjoying watching you guys. in this sexy photo shoot here. My husband's on his way with some water for me, and I'm just kicking back and enjoying the sexiness of this whole thing. And then it just turned out, when you came in, they kind of get a little wilder with the pictures, a little more daring, because at first it was like just topless, and then, but since it was so late and no one was around,
completely nude, stretched out on the bar, taking some very erotic photos. And then
when they were almost finished, I guess they were finished in the cigar bar, they said, come up here. I can't believe it, but they got me up there for a picture on the bar, which was crazy because I never do pictures like that, especially after playing.
Okay, Ellie. Yeah, start with one with your dress, and then hike. Yeah.
But where my pants?
Take them off.
Enlève la maintenant.
Take the dress off.
Enlève la culotte maintenant.
Take your underwear.
No.
You need to take your underwear. Keep the top.
There she goes. She's peeling her panties off.
Keep the dress.
Yeah.
Keep the dress.
I agree.
And he's going to... I'm going to...
Here, no, give me those. Give me your panties.
Go on the stairs.
Yeah, that's good, baby. Relax.
Yeah, enjoy it. Nobody's watching you.
Same pose. Okay, and go.
Take the whole thing.
No one's even here. You're fine.
Yeah, you're great.
You'll do bad yourself. Now, we'll get one more where you slide down the rail from the top. All the way. That was great, baby. That was great.
Super.
That was great. Superb, yes. Superb.
No, it's awesome.
Superb.
People
good
never
sport.
Get me to take pictures, so I can't believe that.
No, you did a good job.
You did great. You did great.
It was good.
Yes.
I told you even this morning, I think when we got up, yesterday was great. I enjoyed dancing with you. I enjoyed fucking you in the playroom. I enjoyed getting a blowjob from another woman that almost led to something else that was so erotic. But the highlight of the night for me was getting a photo of you sprawled out naked on this gorgeous staircase in the ship.
Because we worked our way up to that after thing. We were having so much fun. But
Ali will give a blowjob to a random guy that speaks no English that she's never met. Okay, I can accept that. But getting naked on the stairs? She never does that. That was hot.
You know what? At the very beginning, I wouldn't even let you take a picture of me with my clothes on the stairs. So I was surprised earlier in the cruise. I was just like, no. I was surprised, but we waited till everybody was asleep, no one was around, and we did a photo shoot on a quick one on the stairs there. There you have it.
And we're off now. We have to go and meet Den Tenham, who does workshops and seminars here on the ship and many, many other events, both lifestyle and sex positive. So we're going to go and sit down and chat with her just a minute.
Yeah.
So we'll see you soon.
Mm-hmm.
So we are sitting here with Den Tenham and Steve in their lovely suite here on the Divina at the Couples Cruise. And we thought we'd take a little bit of time to get to know them better and let them share some of the things that they bring to the table and what their interests are and what they're doing. Do you mind if I just ask you guys, first of all, Den, are you guys, are you lovers, are business partners, all the above?
Everybody wants, I think that's the question that we get asked the most because they see us together. Are you guys a couple? And so what Steve says is...
Well, people keep asking us, are you guys, what are you? And we are a couple. We're a couple of like really dear friends in love with each other. Mm-hmm. I don't say any more than that because I like to tease too. But
we tease each other, but we have we've known each other for a couple of years already. And as every relationship, every time that we see each other, it gets more intimate. And we're a couple of good friends that go and visit the playroom together and compare notes. But up to now, that's about it. We have each our partners in Toronto that couldn't come to this trip, but we're, the four of us are really good friends and traveling to Puerto Rico.
So, Dan, give us just a little bit of background.
So, I am a board-certified sexologist, which means that I had to go in front of people in California, the American College of Sexologists, and present my educational background and the work that I do and reference letters and go through interviews, sort of like doctors, just with sex. And then I became a sexologist. But actually, I've been in the field for 16 years doing different kinds of stuff. I was telling Allie before that I studied sexual anthropology. So I kind of study humans and how they connect and the desire they have and culturally, how do we think about sex and how do we hook up? So that's really cool. And in Toronto, I have my own clinical practice. I do a lot of things, but basically it's all around human sexuality. And as we talk a little bit more, you'll get to see what do I mean by that.
And Steve?
So I'm a registered psychotherapist. So my background's in clinical psychology, and I work in a hospital in outpatient mental health. But a large part of my practice is doing work around sex therapy. I mean, I also see people for, you know, depression and anxiety, those kinds of things. But I've always had an interest in sex and sexuality. And especially in the last 5 years, I think after, you know, I got comfortable in that setting, I've worked in the same place for almost 2 decades, it sort of felt safer to start being more out about my private identity, which is kind of, you know, I guess, you know, for want of a better word, I'm kind of a pervert. So, you know, not that I bring that into the workplace, but I'm really open about sex and sexuality, and that informs the work I do. So it's kind of nice because it sort of shows regular, everyday vanilla people, well, I'm assuming some of them might not be vanilla, that, you know, a sexual person can also be professional and have a lot to bring to the table, in terms of helping people. So I guess some people joke and say, so my sexual superpower is being a connector. Like, I know a lot of people have been connected in various communities in Toronto and on the West Coast too, more up north from you guys. But just bring people together, like today, like bringing all of us together, I think is really awesome. I'm going to do my fanboy confession at this point because this is like, I don't know, it's like sex geek wet dream moment because here I am like being interviewed by John and Allie on Swingercast. I love your guys' podcast. It's like, you know, there are a few really good podcasts in the lifestyle and yours have been around like forever, not to make any of us feel old, but it's just so well edited and it's so informative and like really hot too, you know.
I didn't know about them and oh my God, when I listened to those voices, I just was so hot, and now I get to see them in person.
I know.
And they're even hotter. Oh my God.
And one other thing, like another plug, my partner, she, you know, couldn't make it down to the cruise. She's looking after her parents this week. They're getting older, and she is going to be like so jealous. So jealous.
But I'm down.
Yeah, in a good way.
We're going to take this show and get more sex out of it.
What kind of seminars are you doing this week?
So let me tell you a little bit about what I do when I go to the conventions and the cruises. I do seminars, which are free, and I think I saw you guys in the audience. And then people can like get an experience of what it's like to be in one of my spaces and get the information. So I don't push product. I don't sell sex toys. I don't do any of that. Like I tell people, I'm on a pleasure revolution. I really want to change the world one orgasm at a time.
Or multiple orgasms or multiple at a time. Orgasms maybe. Sometimes more than one, right?
But with orgasms and with pleasure and understanding that each one of us is our own sexpert, we carry our own knowledge. The only thing I'm doing is unlocking that knowledge and giving you the information to be able to lead the sexual lives that you want and that I want as well because I'm part of the community. And then the workshops, they're super hot and exciting. I know that you guys had a couple Nadi talk to you about what the workshop was like, but I'll tell you a little bit more. They're hands-on and clothing optional. There's a maximum of 10 couples per workshop, and the type of workshops that we do are things like squirting and prostate pleasure and tantra and oral sex and anal. What am I forgetting, Steve?
Positions.
Oh, yeah, positions, right? There's all kinds of things. And I really want people to explore themselves so they get naked or they don't, depending on their level of comfort. I talk to them about their bodies, teach them the techniques, and then they get to go into their own little spaces or be in the main space if that's what they're into, because people are into different things. My kink is not your kink, but my kink is okay, and your kink is not my kink, but your kink is definitely okay. Mm-hmm. So whatever people want. And then they get to practice with each other. And then...
No, I just want to say, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just want to say that I went to one of your seminars a couple of days ago, and you gave away a free sex position.
Yeah.
Okay. My thighs are burning right now. that was a good workout. I have you to blame for my thigh workout.
So I have you to thank.
Well, there you go. Some are happy and some are suffering. So anyways, like I was saying, in the workshops, then people get to go with their own couples, get naked, and actually practice at techniques. And then I go around and work individually with each couple, and I make them sign waiver forms and consent forms, so that they know that this is a type of clinical sexual education touch. And if they need to, I will actually show them how to do the techniques together so that they leave having a body memory of what is it exactly that they need to do. Because sometimes we just need to learn in a way that is kinesthetic. Like, we really need to touch each other and have body memory. That's the way that we learned as children to eat, to communicate, to run, to play sports. Somebody actually held our hands and did it. And I do not understand why it has to be different with sex. Why do people think that we are born knowing how to have sex that will give us pleasure? We're not. So I hold people's hands or cocks, right? Because it's okay. And I teach them exactly what they need to do and where they need to press to have pleasure. And everybody leaves very happy. The audio in my classes is just so inspiring because there are so many people coming and orgasming and moaning and making ah faces like, oh my God, I didn't know my body could feel that. And I've been married for 30 years and he's finally touching my G-spot. And we get people who are 20 and people who are 80 and people who've been together for 6 months or 30 years. We get everything in between and beyond.
That's amazing.
I love it.
Let me ask you this. What's the next workshop? What's coming up? You're doing one this afternoon.
This afternoon, I'm doing one on oral sex. So I'm going to teach people how to stop gagging and start deep throating and how to really think differently about what our clits look like, because I always tell people that the guys tend to use their tongues on just the tip of the clit for 20 minutes. I mean, not that that's bad if they're lucky, but that's the only thing they do. And the clit, I mean, I showed Allie my vulva puppet, which is amazing. You guys have to, we'll send you guys a picture so that you can put it there, done by an incredible group of women in Peru, by a collective, that shows you what the internal clit actually looks like. And in reality, guys, you are sucking cock. Because the clit, the internal part of the clit, looks very much like a cock. Or we are sucking giant clitorises, whatever you want to look at it as. But our body parts look very much the same. So I teach people to suck people's genitals in a way that is actually going to bring them pleasure. That's the next one that we have, oral sex.
That's great. And that'll be like a 2-hour?
Yeah, they're always 2 hours. Well, actually, Steve can joke about it. They're always like 3 hours because they stay a little bit extra.
And you have so much energy all the time. you're so much energy. Wow.
Because I love what I do. So something that is very hard for me is the amount of sexual energy that exists in these places. And like Steve, I'm a kinky pervert, and I like it.
How kinky I am.
Well, I am very kinky.
More of a
more pervert than kinky.
Well, I'm a kinky pervert. What can I say? Mm-hmm. And it's hard because I don't play with clients, right? And everybody in this ship is a client because they're here with Couples Cruise and I take care of all of you in one way or another. And it's hard because you're in a ship. Everybody's having sex, and I mean everybody. Oh, my God, going to the playroom.
I can speak to that, too, because my partner and I, even though we're in, I guess you'd say we're in the lifestyle, you know, but she's back home and we usually only play together. So it is like there's so, like Dan is saying, there's so much intense sexual energy here. And it's like, I'm hanging on to it. I'm hanging on to it. I'm going to get home soon. Only a few more days.
Lucky for me, yeah. I don't only play with my partner, but unlucky for me, it's in this, I mean, how many nights can we only go to the playroom and watch and then not do anything? I would die. Because I go every night and I watch. I like watching.
Yeah. It's torture, but it's worth it.
Oh, my God. Anyways, so I try to find people that are working, right? That are either here as travel agents or working with a shop. Not the crew. Not the crew. Yeah,
the crew is off limits. That's right.
But like people that are not going to be clients, I make sure because my ethical guidelines say so. And otherwise, it would be like a power. I mean, it's super sexy to say I'm the sexologist and I would probably get a lot of sex out of it. But it wouldn't feel right. But I always find my way.
Well, it's funny though because Den has been coming on these cruises I think like 8 times.
I know, I can't stop.
Done naughty a few times. So all these people know Den. They're always coming up and like hugging Den and putting their arm around and like, "Oh, what are you doing tonight?" Like they're all really, they don't want to get into Den's pants. And they're all like people that are taking workshops or seminars. So, you know, the starfucker phenomena is totally there. I admire Den's ethical fortitude that they've not, you know, given in.
But I get my way around.
Yes, you do.
It.
You did last night.
I did. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I did, which was a very hot scene that I haven't done in a while. Like I said, I'm a kingster and I like to relax in the dungeon. And so I went to the dungeon and everybody knows Tony. And if you don't, you need to come to a couple's cruise with Nadia and Nolan
awesome.
And you need to find Tony. So I went to the dungeon and I played with a woman. I tied her up to the cross and that was all very hot. But that's not the steamy part. I thought I was done and I had my like release. And then, I see Tony, and Tony is about to give one of his special massages to a woman that I've been eyeing, and I was like, oh my God, I'm just going to join Tony. So I give him the look, and Tony and I go back a while, and he saw the look in my eyes, and he knew what I wanted, so he just nodded. And I went to the corner where he was, and he put her in the middle, and I just sat there with Tony and we started massaging this girl up and down until we started doing percussion play. And for those of you that don't know what percussion play is, it's just not only spanking but tapping different parts of your body so that you get different sensations. And what people don't know is that spanking and percussion play in the ass can, like Steve said,
yeah, we were talking about this earlier, spanking can stimulate the clitoris because there's so much of it inside your body. If you spank
the
buttocks or the thighs at the right sort of frequency and depth, the vibrations will stimulate and engorge the clit. So when you do finally come, it's a lot stronger.
Yeah. So we started doing that together. She became like a beautiful musical instrument of moaning and pleasure and just tapping on her body. And like we were just getting into it, Tony and I, and we believe in sexual energetic play, right? So like the energy that we were building up, and Tony is a very dominant person, but so am I. And he was not expecting this, and neither was I. All of a sudden, I don't know what got into me. I don't know, maybe like the sex, divinity. I don't know what it was, the energy, whatever, that after like percussion play, him and I, like she was, her hands, she was moaning and she became like this vehicle for pleasure, and then her hands started going under my shirt and into my pants, and Tony had her vulva in his face, and all of a sudden we were rocking, and I had this like intense idea to suspend her in the air between me and Tony. And so Tony was carrying her in his shoulders, and I grabbed her hand so that she wasn't touching the floor, and we just started rocking back and forth, and I was kissing her, and Tony was, I guess, sucking her, and she was just moaning, and she was touching and kissing me, and I was moaning, and he was moaning, and we were moving. And at the beginning, nobody was there in the dungeon, but by the time that I opened my eyes, everybody was quietly looking at us. There was no other play, and the room was just silently looking at us, and we just started laughing because we felt, she obviously came, I came, Tony came, we all came at the same time, because all the rocking back and forth, and my legs were close together so that I could support her weight, and it was just the energy, the silence, the laughing. And after we laughed and we put her down and we looked at each other, we hugged. The aftercare was amazing. The three of us just hugged and started kissing each other with so much bliss, and people just didn't clap. They didn't do anything. They were just stunned. Stunned.
Oh, look at me. I've got, like, look at this. I've got goosebumps all over my legs.
You know?
I love stories like that. I love situations like that. And how they happen kind of organically.
Organically. I mean, I wasn't really expecting that. And then, yes, I finished off in the playroom. But that wasn't the best part. The best part was in the dungeon. You know, you never know where the best part is going to be sometimes. And it was nice. And I'm going to definitely continue that tonight, I can assure you. Just wanted to know, like, I mean, I've been to many different type of play spaces, you know, like kinky spaces, queer spaces, swinger spaces, I don't know, all kinds, being a sexologist and a kinky pervert that I am. And actually, I've never seen male-on-male action in any of the cruises. I know there's like a bi meet and greet and a bi room sometimes. And I honestly don't think that just like having a little male action is going to change your sexuality. It doesn't mean that you're gay. I wonder if it's more of a fear factor and a judgment factor than a pleasure factor.
Well, I know, I mean, from working with people who are in the lifestyle for a long time now, I have seen changes. I mean, there were, if you'd asked this question like 20 years ago, I think people would say, I never saw that. That just doesn't happen at a club or anywhere. Maybe that happens in private. But it has changed to some degree, I think in a small way, in the last 20 years or so. There are some places where you will sometimes see couples get together where the men play together, but it isn't like really out. I mean, I haven't seen it here, but that doesn't mean that it's not happening. It's just, I think it's a kind of closeted activity still.
For me, As a heterosexual man, I think a lot of the stuff with swinging is, it kind of proves to me a lot of times that chivalry is not dead.
Mm.
Okay? Mm. We as men can put the focus on the woman, and that's empowering the women. If Steve and I got together and decided on our own that we were going to have our wives swap, and that's just what they were going to do, that wouldn't be very appealing to our women.
No.
Right?
That wouldn't be appealing to anybody.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be appealing to anybody, you know? Like, it would be, and it would not be a hot scene, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think with that being said, and I don't know the answer, but I do know that this lifestyle has a long history going way back. But
like sex work. It's very old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, putting the, when we as men put the focus on the women, making sure that they are having a good time and letting them take the lead when possible, I've had so many better nights and so many more fun times with my wife.
Yeah.
When she's been the one to say, hey, you know what? It's, let's talk to that couple over there, rather than me dragging her and saying, you go fuck that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Wow. And so in terms with the bi guys in the playroom, this has been a very hot topic. We've been doing this show for 10 years, and we get lots of emails about it. We've addressed the topic on our show before numerous times. But I just think that there are a lot of men in the lifestyle that they've already defined themselves as heterosexual. Now, that being said, the swing population is just like any other. So there's accountants. There's So there's definitely gentlemen in the lifestyle that that are bi, and maybe it is frustrating for them sometimes to walk into a great big playroom, and they're just not welcomed with open arms.
Yeah.
But at the same time, being mindful that if the majority of them are heterosexual, I mean, and I know some people that are bi get very upset when I say, oh, well, you know, there's a time and a place for it. You can go to a private room. You can do, but that, I didn't make the rules. I just report on them. And I report what I see.
Yeah, and like you said, the vast majority are heterosexual. Yeah. And it would be poor form in a giant playroom with everybody and getting intimate for someone to...
I'll give you an example. Last night, we played with a couple. And we've already podcast about this. But we played with a couple. Turns out, there was a language barrier there. And they were from Germany. And we thought, going into the playroom, you know, there was no way to establish any rules. So if I can make some assumptions that they invited us over onto the bed to play with them, and she's sucking my dick and Allie's going down on her guy, so that must be okay. Right? But I don't
hopefully it is, because it's happening,
right?
Yeah.
And if Allie, I don't know if you did, or I can't remember or not, but if you did reach your arm out and touch the woman's thigh, and then she responded by moving your hand up to her breast, okay, then that would be totally cool. But if it was me and the other guy, I'd be going into the complete unknown, and if I tried to make a move and do something, I might get hit. I might get hit and punched in the face, or worse, the play might end. So you just, it's in those big group rooms, you're dealing with the unknown, and a lot of times you don't have the time to everybody get on the same page before we jump in there and do our
thing. I think you're right, you know, I mean, because I agree, there are a lot of people that get upset around what is or isn't happening in a space and might want something. I think a better tack to take with that, and this is my opinion, because I'm a person that does play with men sometimes when we're together with our partners, is make a space for that to happen and organize it. So, you know, what we do is we have a community of people who, for whom some might be straight, but they know that might happen in that space. And we, you know, create party spaces or go to places where that's fine. And you... Because you're right, John. You don't want to be reaching out to somebody and be worried that they're going to flip out or that the play is going to end. You want to be in a place where the vibe is going to stay sexy, right, and people are open to that.
And what's really cool, too, is you can watch on TV. They have pool cameras that you can see from your room. So it gets you excited and wanting to get down to the pool, get you up in the morning, because you could see all the naked people up at the pool on the pool cam.
Yeah, there's like three pool cameras, and then plus like a camera at the bridge, so you can see like the iceberg before you hit it. There's no icebergs here in the Caribbean, but yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I really love the pool. And we had a great time yesterday with Angie and Jay out there. They entered a contest.
It looks like Jay and Angie from Average Swingers have recruited several other couples. They're about to... It was fucking hilarious. Angie just went around on a unicorn, like a bouncing ball unicorn, made laps with two or three other girls. Lots of naked bodies, lots of people just having a fucking time, all shapes, all sizes, all ages. It is such a fantastic party. It is just tits out, suns out, guns out, all kinds of just friendly people having the time of their life. It's a blast. Lots of fun games going on. Wish you were here.
Allie says, hey, I want to go up and hear this fun piano player that I met the night before down at the cocktail lounge.
Jen Porter.
JenPorter.com. We invited her back to our room and we sat down with her just to see what kind of like what her perspective was on all this swingery stuff.
As a traveling musician, I'm my own boss, so I don't have a boss to worry about or answer to. I also have no children, so I don't have anyone to protect from that standpoint. So for me, I get to fly my freak flag when and wherever I want, and I always have.
Right.
For me, this was my first lifestyle cruise, and part of that is there's no drugs allowed, but I like to smoke pot and I like to fuck.
Yes.
So I can't work any other cruise. I cannot work. I never wanted to. There was no desire for me to work on a cruise ship if I'm going to be drug tested and if I could be penalized for, I would say, sharing an attraction and a connection with someone that happened to be a passenger on your ship. Yeah. So I work on islands. I've worked regularly in St. Martin for 10 years.
Oh, really?
Yes. And the first time I was there, it was I was very present in the visceral feeling of, oh my gosh, this is what I'm meant for. This is my path, and I'm going to do this now. So I started traveling. Again, this was only, it was my 9th year this year in January. So St. Martin is pretty wonderful. As you know, we ported there. The first port was St. Martin. All the beaches are topless. It's French and Dutch, but there's 100 nationalities represented. There are strip clubs. There are legal brothels. There is a nudist resort. So you get definitely a little more lifestyle people attracted to that island.
Right.
So I've met many people in lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
And so I already know how amazing everyone is. The openness and non-judgmental. I've always been lifestyle. I was born this way. I just hadn't come home.
Right. You just hadn't found your...
I hadn't found this pack, this family, this community. I never had to seek out couples or a club because as a strong, independent musician, I radiate that sexy vibe. I always say if everyone in my audience wants to fuck me, whether they know it or not, if everyone in my audience wants to fuck me, I do better. I make more money. I have more connections. You get it.
Yeah.
And again, as a performer, that's part of it for me. So this has been, I finally found the right guy. I'm ridiculously head over heels in love. Part of me coming here, I knew that I was going to be, I knew I would fit right in. Yeah, I already knew that. I didn't know how great it would feel. Like, I am going to cry like a kid going home from summer camp tomorrow.
Crying and laughing and hugging and kissing.
Did I get your card? Did I get your card? Yeah. I can't not have your card. We have to stay in touch.
I know.
So I'm sure for you guys who've been in lifestyle for a long time.
But it's like that.
But you remember your origin story. I call it an origin story, like DC Comics. You remember your origin story. You remember your aha moment. You remember your epiphany, right? So again, like I said, as a unicorn on the ship now, I've played with three couples and one single guy.
Now, this wasn't like BDSM?
No, just like swinger play. Correct. Swinger play. So I was a unicorn for a couple that had never had a unicorn. I actually propositioned them. We'd already become friends in the first day and talking a lot and enjoying each other and... You know how we do. We sort of tease and play a little bit, and we get our connections. We know. We all feel those things. So I said, well, would you like to take me home with you tonight? And they negotiated, and they said, yes, we would. And they said, you're actually our first unicorn. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's so sweet. And then he said also, you're her first FF. I said, thank you for telling me that, because that's extremely important to know as a third who is wanting to be a pet or a toy or a pleasure for a couple. I am here for the both of you. I am not here just for his pleasure or just for her pleasure. I am bisexual. Actually, I'm changing that. I'm pansexual.
Yeah.
I know. I've talked to someone.
I'm just sexual.
That's actually true. I'm a bit hypersexual in general.
Sexual.
And, you know, I always say it's all about attraction. You either make my pussy wet or you don't. And I can love you in many other ways, but you either get me hot or you don't. So the one single guy, he works through couples crews. And they're allowed to play as well, the ambassadors and everybody's allowed to play. So he and I, he, He told me later that he wanted me from the first minute he met me, but we made out a little on deck one day, and within 30 seconds, he's like, man, I'm really hard. And I was like, yeah, I'm clenching. I feel it. So we were like, yeah, we're going to have to play one of these days, you know. And we did, and it was really fun. I think we're going to have to set up some other play dates too, but... Because it's all about the fact that we had I had my first spanking.
Oh, okay.
And I thought it was going to be a private session, but then obviously I realized we were working in the dungeon room, and I went out to the deck and I said, hey, you guys, we're doing this in the dungeon room, so, you know, if you want to come watch. And then I said, actually, I'm inviting you. I'd really like you to be there. I didn't say it would be for my emotional support, but it was. Because now we've negotiated... And we're on our way to the dungeon, and I'll meet you there with the Dom. So I got to kind of meet them, and my heart was racing. And I know it's because I was like, oh my gosh, what have I gotten myself into a little bit? But I'm still in, and I trust. And this is the kind of place to do that. I don't think that I would just go find some random big time Dom. I don't know. I don't think I'd be comfortable with that. So they did come to watch. With another couple of ours. And like I said, I was extremely emotional. I was crying a lot. He and I, my Dom and I, were having conversations, but not everyone can hear that from the gallery. Mm-hmm. And the couple that I unicorned for, that was my first couple on ship. Again, I've had plenty of experience long before I ever identified as this, as lifestyle. But so they've bonded to me, maybe a little more than normal because I was their first. We talk a lot about, especially in BDSM, being careful about equating love and submission, or, you know, there's so many blurred lines in there, and it can be really emotional, as many people who've been in Dom sub relationships know. But so my unicorn couple, my first unicorn couple, the guy apparently, because I can't see this, I'm blindfolded and actually my ass and pussy is facing them. He said, she told me actually that he got up twice to possibly intervene, and she stopped him and said, honey, sit down. I know you're feeling...
They're like swingers that are...
They're just, quote-unquote, just swingers. Okay. They only play together. In fact, that's a different story, too. But they only play together. They've only had, let's say, 5 or 6 couples in the few years that they really enjoyed.
Uh-huh.
Man, that's got to be so tough if you only play together. Because it's hard enough to find one person with chemistry. Better yet, 4 people. That, I mean, we're talking about numbers here. This is just percentages. That's rough, man. So they were extremely protective. He got up apparently twice. She sat him down. She said, honey, it's okay. She knows she entered this. She consented to this. She knows what to do. And the Dom that I worked with yesterday said, you know, we use yellow and red, especially with someone that's not your master. And, you know, I don't want you to hold out too long. If you're trying not to yellow, just say it. It's all right. I want to know those limits. He said, but if you use red, please note that that is like pulling the emergency brake. Mm-hmm. We don't just stop the activity. We stop the scene immediately, and it is irrevocable. I want to use those exact same words because I feel that's extremely important. Because part of it, at least for me, or at least I think this is part of it for a lot of other Dom sub identifiers, it's about the willingness to submit. It's not about, I think I already said this, it's not about him wanting to dominate. It's about him wanting your willing submission so that he can choose to push your boundaries, test your boundaries, bring you into places that you haven't been before. And I recognize that there may be days that you can start a scene and it's just not working. And you may have to just, you know, stop that scene and choose that for another day. Everyone's got to be in the right emotional space. And I think I was in the right emotional space to test my boundaries and push these boundaries. But it was extremely difficult for them to watch.
So do you think you're going to come back on another couple's cruise? Or do you think you're going to get involved more in this lifestyle? Or...
I think I've come home. I think I've just finally found all the people that are just like me. I'm fine flying my freak flag again. I've been so well adjusted and so nurtured and cared for and allowed to communicate and feel and learn about myself that I've always been this way. I was born this way. Mm-hmm. And as a musician, like I keep joking, I never sought out couples or clubs because I can get laid whenever I want. Mm-hmm. Music is a big energy.
Oh yeah.
And I become at least 50% sexier when you hear me sing, when you see me play, because I put so much into it.
Right.
That's my joker. That's my ace in the hole. I may not be, I'm not unpretty and I don't have self-esteem issues that way, but you know, I'm not a beauty on the outside. I'm a beauty on the inside. St. Martin.
The first 2 days were at Sea Days, and this was our third day, and it was our first time to get off the ship, and we were looking for something to do that would be kind of, you know, just for us and fun.
We wanted to just kind of hang out somewhere off the beaten path, and this is awesome.
This is definitely that.
You have to know where to get. You have to go down this dirt road. You have to know how to get here. And
there were lots of excursions planned by the ship, and there was tons of cool activities, but we are very fortunate that we have good friends in the lifestyle, sailing couple, who have sailed these waters for years and knew of some kind of inside information to give us that would lead us to good times. And man, it was great. We got off the ship and we caught a bus for $4 that took us a long way. And it, when I say a bus, it was really just a minivan.
I wanted to we're not going to pay for a tour of the island. We could just take the bus.
Get the local flavor.
We love that.
So that was fun, getting on and off, people getting on and off. And they're so friendly here. Every time I noticed that, they call this St. Martin the Friendly Island. And man, it really was. Because every time somebody got on the little minivan, they'd get in, shut the door, and politely say, good morning or good afternoon. Got to this place and we had to kind of go down a dirt road and then down to the beach, and we were looking for this place, but when we got there, there's no bar. It's just a sign on a tree with a bunch of chairs bolted to a tree, and he wasn't there at first, and we just kind of wandered down to this beautiful beach, and we had this entire place to ourselves.
This is a great scene. This is paradise
for the entire day, and there was a single guy that was there for a while, but for the most part of the day, Allie and I just sat in a chair with an umbrella, and he brought us rum punch, and we sat on the beach and had a really good time getting in the water and taking lots of naughty photographs and just chilling.
We're at Kupakoi St. Martin, naked, sitting in chairs right by this hidden beach here.
Hello, sailing couple.
Thank you for this advice. It's been lovely, and we're having a fabulous rum punch on our lawn chairs that he brought down the cliff, and we're naked, and there's this really hot guy. It's just us and this really hot BBC. It's like our own private beach. It's pretty hot, and the water is coming up, so we're kind of in the rocks. It's very sexy. It's very sexy. Most of the people probably from the cruise went to the Orient, you would say, John?
Yeah.
So we're just having our rum punch, relaxing here. It's like a private little beach, clothing optional. And there are these little caves.
It's only about
it's really small.
50 yards across.
It's really small, but there's
very
like...
Very secluded.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
We just took some naughty pictures. Now, this is the private... Look at him. Wow. He's hot. He has such a fucking big dick.
Well, go suck it.
I'm scared. Nervous. He keeps looking over here.
Well, yeah, you're naked and you're hot and you've got great tits and they're out and I wouldn't blame him.
I was like, wow. And it was at least 10 inches soft. And I was turned on. I was very turned on.
He had every opportunity to come over there. I know you would have at least given him a blowjob, if not more, if he would have come and spoken to us. But we were taking pictures of you nude, and you were giving me head maybe 6 feet away from him. And so he had opportunity to...
In the cove. It wasn't like we
but,
were...
Yeah, but he could see us.
The cave.
He could see you going down me with your ass in the air.
My ass,
I mean, come on.
When the water.
He had every opportunity. But I guess he was being respectful and everything.
Yeah.
He wasn't bothering us. But
I'm glad because I couldn't have taken it.
Oh, you
I was
bigger.
Like totally, totally
you had
relaxed.
As big as that, if not bigger.
But no, I couldn't. I would probably give him a hand job. I would have given him a coconut hand job. Let's go over in that cave and I'll give you a blowjob because it's a little too open up here. Like, my head would be down and I wouldn't be able to see who is coming from the top of the cliff. So, let's go in one of the caves and I'll suck your cock, baby.
Like that.
Do you think you have enough coconut oil in it? Or should we bring it?
I got a blowjob in a little kind of cave little part, but it kind of got interrupted by Mother Nature because as Allie was going down on me...
Okay, we're in a little cave.
This wave came in and just like... But she kept on sucking my dick. And then another wave hit. almost sucked us out of the little cave, but she kept on sucking my dick. But by the third or fourth wave, it was impossible for her to hold on and me to keep a hard on, and we kind of scurried out of there, but we still had a blast. I didn't mention it before, but if you've never seen the planes that fly into St. Martin, we also stopped at the airport and had a guava berry colada and a guava berry rum punch and watched the airplanes come in. And I'll put a link to YouTube, but man, it's incredible watching the planes come in, and I highly encourage that.
I thought it was awesome. It was beautiful. I had everything that I could possibly want. Even the gorgeous BBC.
Oh, yeah, we felt like we were the king and queen with the BBC in waiting.
Because the way he had our lawn chairs positioned, we were kind of up a little bit and perched up there. It almost looked like it was our...
Throne.
Our throne or cove or, you know.
Yeah.
It was fun. And you have to walk down some steps. And to get there was an adventure. I really liked riding the maxi taxi. Basically what it was, or a bus, or and I really felt like I got a feel of the people, and a lot of people went on tours of the island, but I feel like that we really got to see the island.
Experience the people, the real part of it, not just something that was presented to us.
Yeah. I mean, the boat has been so much fun that the one excursion, I wanted to go to St. Martin, and I wanted to do that, but I really don't know what I'm going to do in Puerto Rico. We don't have any plans for that. We'll see what we'll go with the flow. But it's interesting. I think that, you know, people that have been on other cruises, like vanilla cruises, excursions are really big stuff, you know. Everybody gets excited about the excursions, but for this, I think everybody would just be as happy if we just didn't even stop anywhere.
Yeah, kept going. Right, because I'm like,
there's so much to do on here. It is just like, it's no way. And then on top of everything that the boat has already, then there's like double that, even like triple that of swinger. Just everything.
Oh, you mean like seminars and things like that?
Oh, yeah. And meet and greets for every type of person, every type of interest, and just about, and every type of age group. And, oh, and speed dating and naked speed dating.
Yeah, you're talking me into it. Tomorrow, I think, I'm saying, who knows what the day will bring, but I'm saying let's just go to Puerto Rico, make an appearance in Puerto Rico, take some vanilla pictures for our family, and then get back to the boat. To all the fun stuff that's going on here, because
I was kind of looking.
Unless, of course, we run up to another private beach in Puerto Rico, and there's like an Amazon goddess there waiting for John. Maybe for a female threesome.
Oh, you forgot about.
I might stay in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Oh man, you forgot though. When we took the bus back, I mean, our clothes were wet. You had to take your shirt off. We were just like walking down the street, not, you know.
Well, I made the mistake of when you were giving me a blowjob, I used my shirt as a towel and I laid it down.
In the little cave cove thing.
I thought we were far enough away that it wasn't going to, you know. But man, we got swept out of there.
Yeah. That was funny. But what I was going to say is I didn't get that big black dick on the beach, but I found some
rum, dark chocolate.
Yes, I loved it. I was just like, I totally cracked up when I saw that. I thought it was great. And
the girl asked you if you wanted white chocolate or coconut rum or dark chocolate. And you were like, dark, please.
It was really cool because we were kind of like in a little liquor store, and the girl was just like, she's like pulling out all the rum, and she looked like giving us tasting. I was just wanting to buy it for the bottle. I didn't even care what it tasted like.
I was sold with the label
and the bottle. But she was totally cool. She lined them all up, every single flavor, and we just sat in there with her and did shots of rum, all different kinds.
Yeah.
By the time, but we did make it back on the boat in time.
Okay, we're at the bar, back bar. Are we at the back or the front of the boat?
The aft.
The aft, and this is kind of a quiet bar.
All my semen terminology.
Okay, well, the theme of the today a little bit has been reoccurring, coming back, and we come to this bar, and the drink special of the day is a BBC. So I'm getting a BBC. What is it?
It's a Bailey's white rum, coconut cream, pineapple juice, and fresh banana.
Okay.
A big banana.
So BBC is banana, Bailey's, and coconut?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's going to be awesome. I love it. We need some chocolate. Is there chocolate too?
No. It's the rum, which will have a little bit of like a...
Oh, the rum. Okay. Yeah. Bailey's.
Sugar. Molasses.
Yeah. That's going to be good. I'm watching her. She... Oh my God. It's huge. Like 10,000 calories. Oh, shit.
We'll work them off. So have you guys had a lot of fun while you're here?
Yes, a lot of fun.
A blast.
A lot of fun. A blast.
A blast. Yeah? What's some of the sexiest things you've done?
The naked picture on the Swarovski staircase, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And we met great people, had so much new friends, and I will say most of them will end up being friends for life. That's for sure.
Yeah.
See, sometimes we don't need to have sex to have great sexual experience, right. And you don't need to go to the intercourse to have great sexual experience. We love to be in the lifestyle, and when tomorrow the boat's going to be porting in Miami, our life's not going to fall apart. We will still be in the lifestyle. We'll be there in the next one, and we'll be, you know, having fun with everybody, and we love having new friends and creating new contacts, and that's awesome.
So even if you don't hook up on this trip, you're still going to have fun.
Yes, the important thing of us, it's really sharing a good life, sharing the lifestyle itself, and it's not about having a lot of trophy and say, oh my God, we are, pardon my French, but fuck a lot of people. It's not our thing, so we're just enjoying and cruising alone, and where the boat goes, we go, and like I said, tomorrow we're in England, and we'll still be in the lifestyle.
We're going to a private island, and we're going to attempt to beat the naked skinny dipping world's record.
Wow, the water's beautiful.
Okay, we're at Half Moon Cay. It's a private island in the Bahamas, and a lot of people from the entire ship are attempting to skinny dip and break the record. It says that we need 790 people to break the record. And it's getting ready to go down here. And I guess we're going to just all get in. I don't know. This is pretty wild.
Okay, we're walking down the beach now.
Yes.
And look at the naked bodies.
Boom.
I think we're going to make it. We're going
to beat the record?
Do this. Yeah.
A lot of people here.
A lot of people here.
We are heading to the water.
All right, we can have people on this side over here. We need people more far down there. Spread out, people. We need to spread out so it's not quite so congregated, so we can count a little bit easier. Everybody spread out. We got 10 minutes and we're taking the picture. 10 minutes. Get in the water if you're not in the water. Get knee deep. You can get in the middle. You can get in the side. Get in the water anywhere you want. You do not have to be right in front of the pirate ship.
Yes,
spread
I do.
Out a little bit farther, people.
I do.
That was a fabulously fun fucking vacation.
Superb.
Superb, yes. I want to do it again. Don't know when they're going to do it again. I know they have a cruise that's going to the Mediterranean. You can check
in
it out.
November, I think.
Yeah, check it out at couplescruise.com. Looking forward to the next trip to the Bahamas or wherever Bob and Tess may decide to steer their boat. I want to get on that.
Uh-huh.
And be a part of that because that was a fucking blast.
They know how to throw a party, and we're going to be at their next party, Naughty in New Orleans, and we're really looking forward to that now.
Baby, this is our biggest group ever we've taken to Naughty in New Orleans.
I know.
This thing is getting
to
be.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
What started off as just you and I kind of going there when
checking it out kind of thing.
Yeah, for off months when we weren't going to be able to go to Desire. Yeah, I think the first time we took, you know, I don't think 5 or 6 friends joined us, and then the next time, 14 or but now there's going to be about 40 couples with us.
That's awesome.
That's going to be fucking fun.
We're going to be tearing up Bourbon Street.
So for those of you that are coming with us, we cannot wait to party with you.
Absolutely. And we warmed up the playrooms for you there.
Yeah.
That's what's so cool. I mean, playing on the cruise and knowing that those were the same playrooms that were going to be at Naughty New Orleans, it made the whole tearing down of the playrooms the last night not so bad because we were going to see them again in a few months.
Yes. They're like Frosty the Snowman. They'll be back again one day. But
We're looking forward to partying with you guys in New Orleans, and I don't know if there's any more rooms available, but if you're listening to this and it's 2017, I bet we're going again. Check out our website, swingercast.com, and thank you for listening and subscribing and all of your support. For those of you that we met on the ship and that we partied with and that we connected with, love you much.
Oh, yes.
Until next time, keep it sexy, have fun, squeeze your partner, send her a naughty text just in the middle of the day. It can only lead to good things.
This is your friendly playroom manager. On behalf of Couples Cruise, Bob and Tess, and our playroom staff, thank you for fucking with us. We have 30 minutes till closing, guys. 30 minutes till closing.